Day 22. Piece of cake.
We left a few things hanging last time, Patrick.
We always seem to leave something hanging.
Come on, that's because language is so rich, vast, open-ended. We were talking before about nouns that don't have a plural and don't take a or an.
Oh yeah, like furniture, for example. You don't say furnitures or a furniture.
Right. But since furniture can include chairs, tables, and so on, how do we single something out regarding furniture?
You mean like a piece of furniture?
Why not? Interesting word, piece.
Piece seems pretty ordinary to me, Marta.
Think of it this way. We have all kinds of terms to refer, say, to a token or part of something. We call them partitives. Take non-count nouns, for example, like grass, sand, wind, water, dirt. Handy partitives for these might be blade of grass, grain of sand. You go on.
Gust of wind, drop of water, clump of dirt.
You're getting the idea. But lots of other non-count nouns don't have handy-related partitive terms. Nouns like equipment, luggage, clothing, machinery, for example. So, what do we do?
Ah, piece of equipment, piece of luggage, and so on. Like piece of furniture.
Yes, and you can keep on going. What about abstract items like music, information, news, advice?
Piece of all of them.
Yes, and even in metaphors like piece of cake.
And peace of mind.
Wait a minute. The expression is P-E-A-C-E of mind. You did that on purpose.
Couldn't resist. So piece of is sort of like an all-purpose partitive?
For non-count nouns, and only up to a point. When we finish, let's go have a piece of coffee. But it's good enough for starters. Look for a moment now at count nouns. What partitive would you stick onto the count noun birds?
A flock of birds?
What about bees, cattle, ants, puppies?
Stop, Marta. Okay, swarm of bees, herd of cattle, colony of ants, litter of puppies?
These are certainly the conventional ones that easily come to mind. Also, maybe less common, brood of hens, host of angels, plague of locusts, nest of vipers. Writers often concoct more imaginative, even whimsical ones. Name some occupations.
Plumber?
Just for fun. How about a flush of plumbers?
Butcher?
Maybe a goring of butchers.
Flute player?
Okay, a tootle of flutists. You can make these up, you know. Try some yourself. How about soldier?
An army of soldiers?
Pretty unimaginative, Patrick. I'm thinking more like a drill of soldiers, a menace of soldiers, a carousing of soldiers. How about painter?
A canvas of painters?
Now you're cooking. How about pupil?
A persistence of pupils.
And mentor?
A mania of mentors.
Walked right into it, didn't I?